You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Alley Repertory Theater is a small, local, professional theater that strives to provide our community with affordable and intellectual plays. Now, the company has been around for more than a decade, bringing thought-provoking plays to the Treasure Valley. And during the month of March, Alley Rep is producing its most challenging play to date. The play is called Indecent. Joining me live in studio to talk about the theater and the play is Artistic Director for Alley Rep, Buffy Mann. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So first off, for people that have never heard of Alley Rep, tell me what it is.
Okay, so Alley Repertory Theater is a theater in Garden City. We have been there for about 11 years, and we are really interested in producing plays that help us think about who we are as a community and who we want to be together as a community. And I'm really interested as an artistic director in presenting plays that are happening nationally so that we can tie into what's happening, what plays are winning Pulitzers, what are winning Tonys, so that we're part of a national dialogue artistically.
I was just going to say that. So then you can be part of that larger conversation, but at the local level.
You betcha.
So I was reading on your website, and there was something that struck me in Alley Rep's mission, and it says you are cultural risk takers. So tell me what you mean by that, because I found that to be very fascinating.
Well, over the years, it's meant a lot of things depending on the play.
Mm-hmm.
This particular play that we're producing is about a very old play that was written in the 1900s. It happens to have a love scene between two women, and it's also a story about Jewish immigrants. And so it's a very relevant conversation. Mm-hmm. That's what it means for Indecent. We also have been known to put men in dresses and tell the story of people through a very different lens. We've also produced a lot of the Pulitzers that might be about diversity and inclusion and present ideas that might be newer to Idaho or have a different feel in Idaho. And we love doing that because we think everyone in Idaho has a chance to see themselves on stage in some way.
And you really do take it from one end of the spectrum to the other, because one of the plays you produced this year was called Jody Does Judy. And this is about Judy Garland, but Jody Eichenberger, who, as you said, is male, but did this entire kind of a one-man show, right, about Judy Garland.
Yeah, so we reproduced the 1963 Judy Garland Christmas special with all of the characters who were in that show. And it ended up being a play that people loved. It was this marvelous, nostalgic step back in time. And the only thing that made it different was that it happened to be our male actor who played Judy Garland. He's an actor who's been on Broadway and sang the show beautifully. And we just had a marvelous time telling that story, really the story of Judy Garland, just with a slightly different twist.
I'm speaking with Buffy Mann with Alley Repertory Theater. So let's get back to the play Indecent. So the play, as you said, is based on events that happened in the 20s. But this is a Pulitzer Prize winning play, correct?
It was nominated.
Okay.
And it also was nominated for several Tonys, and it won the Dramatist Award, Drama Desk Award. So it's a play that, it happens, is about a theater troupe that 96 years ago today was arrested for obscenity after their
show. Was this a true story?
This is a true story.
Oh, okay,
I thought it
was, but I wanted to clarify that this is a true story. Okay.
It is, yeah. 96 years ago today, a theater troupe that opened their show on Broadway, the show was called God of Vengeance, was arrested for obscenity. And so this show, which is told through music and dance, charts this theater troupe. Mm. It opens in Europe in the 1900s. This play is written in 1906, and it's a smash hit all over Europe. It plays in Paris and Berlin and Warsaw, and you can't get a ticket. It's like the Hamilton of today.
Okay, there you go.
And then it comes to the United States in about 1919. They open it off-Broadway in Yiddish. It's also very successful. So successful, they say, let's take it to Broadway. When they take it to Broadway, they translate the play into English. And when they do that, they also cut out a scene. It happens to be the love scene. And so the play, the meaning of the play changes dramatically. The cast is arrested for producing what looks like prostitution for obscenity. And then it also happens that the entire cast is Jewish immigrants. And so there's a question in the play. Are they arrested because of the content of the play? Or are they arrested for who they are? It's about that time, 1921, 22, anti-Semitism is moving into the United States as it's moving all over the world. And And so that's where we end the play. But what's cool is you see both plays, God of Vengeance, and then you also see the story of this theater troupe.
Oh, fascinating.
It's both at the same time.
So as I was reading about this, in your news release, it says this, and as I said in my introduction, the most challenging play you have put on. And not only are you the artistic director for Ali Rep, you are co-directing this play as well.
Yep.
What has made it so challenging?
Well, so it's in Yiddish and in English. So for starters, we've had just the most marvelous support and dialogue with a group in Boise called the Boise Yiddish Reading Circle. It's a group in Boise who still read Yiddish, and they work on reading and writing in it. So we've had to learn Yiddish. We are singing. We are dancing. There's beautiful choreography. And then there's live music. Fleet Street, which is a traditional klezmer band, they narrate the entire play. The score was nominated for Tony as well. And so it's the layering of that, and then it's 40 years. We moved through 40 years.
Wow.
So it's just quite a journey and a lot of layers. And then the other director whom we brought in is a scenic director, because when we're speaking in Yiddish, we need to translate that. So we're using some film and projection to do that. And so we sourced that with Traven Rice, who's a director from the Lower East Side, who came in to help us so that we would not only know what was happening on stage visually, she also brought with her a wealth of knowledge about the community on the Lower East Side, which is where this play opened, 100 years ago.
And I was going to ask you, so if part of the play is in Yiddish, you don't have subtitles in plays.
Not normally.
Not normally.
Not normally.
But you have to so bringing in this other director helps with how you tell that story so that you can actually understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 3D to a certain extent. Well, probably 4 or 5D by the time you get a couple of dancers and some violin players running around.
So when you decided to choose this play, what was the deciding factor about, okay, this is, you know what, we want to take this on?
This is one of those pieces that sort of chose me to a certain extent. I feel like today, the 96th anniversary of this arrest, there's just these moments where I feel like there's something else going on here that is about a larger conversation. So this show spoke to me for a number of reasons. One, it just has this wonderful opening where there's just music and dance, and it is the artistic piece of theater that doesn't exist in film and doesn't exist in TV. It is just, it's sight and sound and just everything that can capture you artistically. So it's beautiful in that. I grew up doing theater, and so it's that moment where your heart starts to pump as an audience member. So that is part of it. Paula Vogel is the playwright for this play. She's a female playwright, probably one of the most preeminent female playwrights in the United States right now. She got a lot of acclaim for this show, and so I'm really interested in bringing forward voices of women right now in our community, and particularly those who are telling the story of who we are as a culture right now in the Americas. So she, it was interesting for me to produce this. And then just the story in general is so, there's a line in the show where one of the characters says, it won't happen here. And they're talking about the Holocaust and what's happening in Europe and anti-Semitism and hate for all sorts of different reasons. And the character says, it won't happen here. And for me, it's haunting because we are looking back in time. We're looking back at 1920, 1921, 1922. And there are so many parallels. There's a mirror there that's impossible not to sort of hold up.
I was just going to say that line is haunting, as you said, because it won't happen here. And is that part of it, is seeing that parallel to the climate and the culture that we are living in today?
For me as an artistic director, that's a huge part of it. It's hard right now to know how to garner compassion or learn about others. We have so much going on in the media right now that is hard to watch. And this play, even though it's about an incredibly difficult topic, is joyful because we meet these other humans who we understand. And so I wanted to pull this play forward because it's a way to talk about something difficult, but in a way that helps us understand each other without conflict to a certain extent.
Right. And pounding it over your head.
Yeah,
either,
exactly.
Right? Yeah,
exactly. It's just like, it's not a gentle reminder, because by the end of the play, there's nothing. It's not gentle.
You'll get it.
You'll get it. But it is this really powerful reminder that sometimes things do repeat themselves unless we gather as a community.
And it is playing in the month of March. You were at Visual Arts Collective in Garden City, correct?
We are. That is our home.
So is it every night? How often? How do people find it?
Okay. So we preview on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night. We are very proud that it is a pay what you want evening. So anybody can come to that show. And I don't care if you bring a penny or a soup can or just your just you come. And then we open. We have a big opening night on Friday night. We'll run Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week. And then next week, we run again Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We close on the 17th of March during our matinee performance. You know, it's a really busy time of year. Everybody is thinking about Tree Fort, but you could think about this as a primer.
An addition. How about that?
Yes, a primer. It gets you ready for all sorts of different sorts of music that you might hear.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest has been Buffy Mann with Alley Repertory Theater. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.